Sportsnet 650.
We will be connecting with Logan Schuss here in just a moment from the Vancouver Stealth. They have their season opener at home tomorrow night at Langley Event Center. And, boy, I'm looking forward to it. It is a big year for the Stealth in terms of certainly getting off on the right note. They were a 500 team last year. Very interested to see if they can take the next steps forward.
Well, for sure. And I think one thing to keep in mind when it comes to lacrosse is it's a really fun spectator sport. I had the pleasure of going to quite a few games last season. And the atmosphere at the Langley Event Center is fantastic, too. It's an exciting sport to watch. And it's really affordable and easy to get to, and especially if you live around the area. To talk about that and more, we have Logan Schuss on the line right now. Logan, what is going on, my friend? How are you doing today?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no, we're really happy to have you on. Number one, how excited are you to get the regular season going, the home opener tomorrow against the Colorado Mammoth at the Langley Event Center?
Yeah, it's always exciting, especially when we can start at home in front of our own fans and to really, you know, go out there and put on a nice show and hopefully come out with that big win to start the season. And I think the guys are just as excited as I am. You know, the group chat's fired up and everyone waking up this morning was posting, you know, happy, you know, game day eve kind of thing. So the guy's exciting, and you know, we're excited to start up.
And how excited are you about the offseason you guys had? I mean, your GM Doug Locker was really active, making a bunch of different moves, trying to get you guys to go up another level. Do you feel like you have more talent this year compared to last?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, a special thing about the NLL is you know, there's opportunities to always pick up different players depending on, you know, how their season went with other teams. And, you know, just because a player has a poor season or not his best season with another team doesn't mean he doesn't fit into what we're looking for with the Stealth. So we added a guy like Andrew Suter, who I think is, you know, still in his prime, defensive, transition, scores goals, he can do it all. And I think it's really exciting for the fans because he brings a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, you know, might even treat us to a fight here or there. But a type of player like him is going to be exciting for us here in Vancouver.
Tomorrow night is your season opener at home at the Langley Event Center. Tickets still available at stealthlax.com. Logan, you've been playing since 2013, but do you still get those butterflies on opening night or maybe the night of, maybe even tonight?
Yeah, I think absolutely every game I get the opportunity to step on the floor as a professional and to play at this level is exciting. And, you know, it hasn't run out on me yet. I don't think it ever will. Speaking to some of the older guys in the team, they still get those, I wouldn't say pregame jitters, but just the overall excitement to step on the floor, especially at home here where, you know, any time you walk into the arena, you see hundreds of your family, friends, you know, people that you've played against or played with in the past here or there to cheer you on. So it's always exciting to play a game here in Vancouver.
Speaking of the old guys, and with respect to Curtis Hodgson, if he's listening, but this season will feature the highly anticipated jersey retirement night for Curtis, perhaps the greatest Stealth of all time. It might be impossible to put into words, but can you explain the impact that he had on you as a player and maybe this organization as a whole?
Yeah, for me especially, I graduated junior lacrosse and right away went into the New Essex Assemblies organization, and that's where I first formally met Curtis and became a teammate of his, and he was my captain. And you know, I've developed such a great relationship with Curtis on and off the field. He's a great guy and really fun to have around. And, you know, he's definitely made it much easier for me to mature in the professional level and to really become a professional player on and off the field. So, like you said, Curtis, you know, one of the greatest players in history. He's been with the team ever since back in San Jose. So I think it's definitely the right thing to do to retire his jersey. And you know, I think we'd all like to see him out there playing still. I think he's still got a little bit left in the tank, but, you know, a great honor for him.
And that Hodgson jersey retirement night will be Saturday, February 10th against the Saskatchewan Rush.
Hey, Logan, before we let you go, I do want to ask you about sort of your journey to get here. And I know it's not easy to become a professional athlete in any sport, but it's even more challenging for a sport like lacrosse because you're not getting as much funding and support as, say, hockey players do. And, I mean, even you, you've had a day job, you do other stuff too. But, you know, how much work do professional lacrosse players have to do both on and off, not only to get better, but also support your life away from the game?
Right, yeah, it's definitely something that a lot of people maybe don't as you know, it's not a high paid profession for the pro levels, but it's not like we don't have to work out or train or do all the right things off the floor to be able to perform at the highest level. Some, you know, say we have to train every day and juggle that with school and work or your kids or wife or girlfriend at home, it's a lot. And, you know, just this week I've trained 4 days so far, and then we got practice tonight, going to play Friday, and then we're back at it, getting the week going and you know, making sure your body's right for the next week. So it is quite grueling, and to have to work and play is tough to juggle at times, but, you know, you can only play in the league for so long, so it's a commitment that you have to make.
Oh, most certainly, and that's something I really commend about you guys. And it's so much fun watching lacrosse, let alone when it's live and when you guys play it at the Langley Event Center. And I'm noticing more and more fans are showing up, and there's more and more interest in the sport, so hopefully that helps the sport grow as a whole. Logan, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you giving us some time here on Sportsnet 650. Best of luck tomorrow in a season opener against the Colorado Mammoth at home.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.